Current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us here today. We are going to be heading off to Philadelphia here today in the next few minutes. Last week, of course, Republicans nominated Donald Trump for president at their national convention in Cleveland. This week, it's the Democrats' turn. Last night, they nominated Hillary Clinton for president in Philly. We're going to talk with a couple of Michigan delegates to the Democratic National Convention. In a few minutes, we'll talk with Bernie Sanders delegate Mark Lachey. First, though, we have on the line Chris Savage. He's a Hillary Clinton delegate from Dexter and the chairman of the Washtenaw County Democrats. Chris Savage, welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome. Glad to be here.
It's Mark Bayshore on this end, Chris. Just FYI, why Hillary Clinton and not Bernie Sanders?
Well, I have to say I've been a supporter of Hillary Clinton for quite some time. I just have found her to be a woman of great integrity, and she has a long legacy, more than three decades of public service, in the issues that I feel very strongly about. So I'm looking forward to seeing her be Madam President, and I think she's probably the most qualified person to hold that office that I've ever seen, maybe in history.
As Bernie Sanders' support grew throughout the primary process, or at least held steady, he clearly had a core of very ardent supporters. Was there a point at which you considered backing Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I would say that I, until probably just the beginning of this year, I was still, weighing my options. And I will say that I am a strong supporter of Bernie Sanders, whether he won the nomination or not. He represents, a really fresh approach to politics. I think he's also a man of high integrity, and I really look forward to him continuing to build the movement that he's begun here with his campaign and really doing some amazing things. I thought Joe Biden said it best the other night when he said that Bernie Sanders changed the Democratic Party more than the Democratic Party changed Bernie Sanders, and I think that's exactly right. So,
has there been a highlight in Philadelphia for you so far?
Last night's speeches were just amazingly inspiring. I was just texting with my wife, and we both just came away very emotional after last night. I thought the Sandra Bland's mother and the others from the Mothers Movement were just, I had tears streaming down my cheeks as I was listening to them. It was very powerful to hear them. It was called the Mothers of the Movement, and they just were so powerful, and they really highlighted that, why we are a great country now, we can be better. We've got changes to make it a more perfect union, and their support of Hillary Clinton is very gratifying.
I have to agree. I think to see the produced piece of those moms, which was very well done, and then to see them all on stage together was pretty dramatic.
It really was.
Describe the atmosphere here, though, amongst the Michigan delegates here. Are the Clinton and Sanders people getting along? What are those interactions like?
Yeah, in general, it's always tough when your candidate doesn't win. So there's certainly some folks that are still upset, and there's certainly been some. The WikiLeaks thing has really made some folks really upset. So we're getting some people are still questioning things, but in general, I think that our delegation is going to come out of this unified. I think we all realize that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both support more issues together than they're separate on it. They voted something like 93% of the time together in the Senate, for example. So the issues that we all care about are common. So I'm looking forward to us, working together. And, I think if you come to the Democratic Convention, you're probably, you've got Democratic roots in you. So, I think we'll come out of this together.
We're talking with Chris Savage of Dexter, Michigan. Chris is a Hillary Clinton delegate on the phone with us here from Philadelphia. He is chairman of the Washtenaw County Democrats as well. How do you respond to the arguments that Hillary Clinton has a serious issue in terms of trust?
I find it a little confusing because I just don't see the evidence of that. I mean, all the things that they throw at her about, the speeches to Wall Street and these kinds of things, I understand why that seems on its surface to be something that's worrisome, but if you look at her record, she's never done anything that would suggest that she is, for example, in the pocket of big banks or that she is, somehow corrupted by all of this. And if you look at her long legacy, and I think that was the main message last night at the convention was, the proof is in her actions. You have to judge her by her actions. And the things that she has done over the last 30, 35 years, the things that Bill Clinton spelled out in his dramatically long speech last night, you know, that's what I look at. And so that my response to them is, I understand that you don't like what is on with the appearances, but look at what she has done and look at what she has accomplished. And she's just, like I said, she's the most eminently qualified person for this position. And don't we want good, solid, progressive people on the boards of these big banks to be our voice there? Because, you know, if the only people that are on there are the people that we don't like, then nothing will ever change. So she's been a change agent, and that's really largely why I'm a huge supporter of her.
Some Sanders supporters have become, I think, understandably fed up with the primary process here. You alluded to the email situation here. Some of them have taken to social media to express that displeasure. I'm looking at a tweet here from a Jive Chalusky, who says, and I will quote, "Bernie Sanders wins the Michigan primary. Months later, Hillary Clinton gets a sizable win in Michigan. Our votes are only suggestions," unquote. My question for you, Chris, does the primary process for the Democrats need changing?
I haven't formed a solid opinion about open versus closed primaries and caucuses versus primaries and that type of thing. But what I will say is that I think that the primary process is a very robust and important thing. During the last governor's campaign, I was supportive of the Democrats not having a primary for the governor because it allows us to conserve our resources and it doesn't beat up our candidate, blah, blah, blah. But I do think that Mark Schauer would have been a stronger candidate in the general election had he gone through a challenge in the primary. And I came out of 2014 feeling much more, as much as I hate primaries because it always pits my friends against each other as a Democrat, I really think it does sharpen us. It focuses us. And in the case of the Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders primary campaigns, it has really, it has pushed our party to the left thanks to Bernie Sanders. And I think that's important. I'm a pretty solid progressive myself, so I'm very happy to see that movement.
Chris Savage is the chairman of the Democratic Party in Washtenaw County and a Hillary Clinton delegate to the Democratic National Convention. He's been on the phone with us from Philadelphia. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Our next guest is Mark Lachey. Mark went to the convention committed to Bernie Sanders. He's an attorney from Saugatuck who chairs the Michigan Democratic Party's LGBTQ caucus. Lachey is also on the MDP State Central Committee and Executive Committees and a board member of the Victory Fund PAC. Mark Lachey, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be with you.
Let's clarify at the outset who you voted for yesterday. You went to the convention committed to Bernie Sanders. Who got your vote?
Bernie Sanders all the way.
And why did you prefer him over Hillary Clinton?
If the question is why did I vote for him last evening, I believe because I was sent here to represent a sizable portion of literally millions of votes in Michigan that supported him, and I felt the obligation in part to continue that. I am a Democrat who supported Bernie, but in that order, and I am now fully supportive of Hillary Clinton. I supported Bernie because he inspired me, not that Hillary didn't, but I am thrilled that where Hillary is now, quite candidly, is not necessarily where her campaign was when she started in terms of her positions. We have an incredibly progressive platform. We have important changes to the rules going forward. I think there has been a needed shakeup at the DNC. So once I voted for Bernie and I agreed with Bernie completely in terms of his support for Hillary, the rest of the evening I was cheering for Hillary, and I will be thrilled to cheer her on Thursday night at the convention here.
Describe the process for you, though, in terms of shifting your allegiance. What can you describe for us what that's been like?
Well, they talk about X number of stages of grief, and I went through some of those, to be quite honest with you. It was a head and heart kind of thing. I think pretty early on in the primary process, and quite candidly before Michigan, I saw in my head part, I saw the tea leaves that I honestly, candidly believed that Bernie was going to probably not succeed. The heart part of me stayed true to him until at least through the New York primary, relatively late in the process, certainly through Michigan. I was thrilled, ecstatic that Bernie won Michigan. Again, I just go to, I was supportive of Hillary, and I am again, but in terms of Bernie's message and what he was doing with respect to expanding the base of voter turnout, not just with the cliche millennials that everybody's talking about, but I looked across Michigan. I live in West Michigan, as you mentioned, and I saw an uprising of an involvement and engagement of people who felt that they were outside the process, never able to get into the process, and for the first time were motivated to get active and get into the political and democratic process. Capital D on the democratic process.
Got it. Some Sanders delegates left the floor as a protest. How did you feel about those that did, and if I mean, were you among them?
No, I was not among them, and I saw press reports that they left in droves. I can tell you from at least the Michigan delegation, it was a handful. I felt I had mixed emotions. I felt sorry. I felt happy for the Bernie supporters, and there were some diehards who stayed. Some I would characterize them as Bernie or bust people who stayed. And I think those people recognized the significance of the event that they're attending, the significance of, regardless of whether it's nominating, which is hugely historic and important, of course, nominating the first woman to be president of the United States, but you're simply in a presidential convention. And that's very rarefied air. There's 100 or so of us from Michigan representing the entire state in an arena of very relatively few people when you consider how many Democrats there are in our country. And that's an exciting once-in-a-lifetime kind of moment, especially for a contested convention.
Right.
So I felt bad. I understood, but I felt bad for those people who were so wrapped up in the Bernie moment that they felt that they could not stay and continue to participate and enjoy and fully grasp the historic nature of simply attending a presidential convention and a contested one at that, which I a few years ago, I would have bet good money we would never see a contested convention again, and I was very surprised this time.
What do you make? What do you think the longer term future of the party is, especially in the wake of the Wasserman Schultz incidents, indicating resistance to your guy, Bernie Sanders?
I'll bring it closer to home. I'll talk about the Michigan Democratic Party. I think in order for us to not repeat the losses of 2010 and 2014. We need to diversify and broaden the base and the reach of the Michigan Democratic Party. We need to reach into constituencies that, quite candidly, may have been taken for granted as Democratic voters, or have just not been looked to as potential Democratic voters. And I think there is a movement within the powers that be, an acknowledgement and movement within the powers that be of the Michigan Democratic Party to diversify and broaden that base, and so that not only do we win in the presidential years, but we win in the off-year elections. So I'm very gratified with that, but to me, that is one of the messages that Bernie was talking about. Of course, he was talking, he was talking from top down, but actually it's the opposite. He repeatedly talked about from bottom up, and that talks about county parties, and that's talking about state parties. It is not about the DNC as much as I think what happened with W. Wasserman Schultz was a reflection of some things that happened that probably shouldn't. But the more important issue is at the state level and the county level and the local club level. And that was one of the reasons I supported Bernie, was because he was talking about, let's change the process, let's broaden the appeal, and let's elect more Democrats, let's elect more progressives.
We've got 30 seconds left here, Mark. Do you have a personal highlight moment from the convention so far?
The nominating process, roll call, I thought was quite gratifying in terms of some of the personal anecdotes from different states. Bernie being emotional when he spoke a couple nights ago, and then last night when he spoke for on behalf of Vermont. Oh, and the other thing real quick, well, I saw Bernie speak, and I was like 2 feet away from Susan Sarandon. I went, oh, my God, there's Susan Sarandon. So anyway.
Hey, it's been good to talk to you. We want to thank Mark Lachey. He went to the convention committed to Bernie Sanders. He's an attorney from Saugatuck who chairs the Michigan Democratic Party's LGBTQ caucus. Thank you, Mark Lachey.
Thank you, Mark, very much.